It's Montaigne, not Montanza.
I just want to point out that that is the first time we have ever started and stopped a podcast in its entirety.
2 hours. A little over 2 hours.
2 fucking hours. You yep. Just keep fucking being dogged bounty hunter and sniffing down that T-Mobile Apple signal out there, Fido.
I just love that it ended on me getting to laugh at you because you're a millennial and you don't like it. That's all I care about.
I'm not a fucking millennial.
Sure.
Okay, what are the fucking birth year brackets for a millennial then?
I don't know. I don't even really care.
Fuck you.
I don't know. I don't want to look that shit up. I just like calling you millennial because I'm being lazy. I'm being a millennial about it. Fuck you. Oh, did you hear? Speaking of that, did you hear the phrase that's pissing off baby boomers? Because baby boomers like to complain about millennials and how lazy we are. Okay. So the phrase, the retort is, okay, boomer, and how pissed they get because, oh, my God, it's ageism. How dare you fucking call us that? How dare you say those things to us when all you do is fucking complain about us, about all this stupid shit? So we go, okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer. All right.
Yep. Okay, boomer. Because the complaint lobbied at us all the time is we're lazy. We don't work hard. We just expect things handed to us. When the baby boomers... they had the best economy in the fucking world. You could have a job that you can have a job that paid as much as I'm getting paid now. And with that job,
God damn it. I hate you. I fucking hate you.
What are you? Did you look it up?
Yes.
You're a millennial, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking told you.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take a millennial standpoint. I don't identify as a millennial. I am Gen X.
You're going to identify as a Gen X? Okay. Well, then I'm going to identify as what's before Gen X? Is it the hippies?
I don't know.
You're looking at the thing.
Oh, hang on. I'll pull it back up.
I'm going to identify as the one before Gen X. How about that?
Okay. Let's see.
If it's baby boomer, then shit.
Yep, you're fucked.
Is it boomer?
Yep, 1946 to 1964.
Really? Those are, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a boomer. Yeah. Yep. You know what the funny thing is?
Gen X is 65 to 80. I missed it by 2 years.
Yep. Which is funny because my dad is the generation before boomer. He was born in 42?
God damn, your fucking peepaw's old.
Yep. He's born in the 40s. I think he is before. He could be right at baby boomer, but I'm very certain he's before baby boomer.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So if my dad was doing things normally, I actually would have been probably born in the baby boomer era, if not a Gen X.
Huh.
Right? If things had gone at the normal American pace, anyway. But no, he had me when he was in his 40s.
All right.
So yeah.
He must have been rapping that shit like a motherfucker when he was younger.
I have no idea what the fuck that man was doing. I have no idea. No goddamn clue. Father, don't want to know. Don't really want to know.
Father, tell me, what was your penis?
Yeah. I'm. As far as I know, I'm his only kid, but... I could be one of 200 for all I
thought. Never know.
Yeah, never know. Who knows? But yeah, so yeah, that's the thing lobbied at us, you and me included, that we're lazy, that we don't have things easy. Yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous. You know?
I will say that I always fucking thought, like later as I got older, out of the army especially, people that were in my age bracket, I completely disassociated from them just because of how they were, just so fucking immature and lazy, flat ass out fucking lazy. Just everything had to be given to them on a silver platter. Like, this hurts my back bending over. fucking bend at your fucking knees then, you goddamn Muppet. I don't know what the fuck. I mean, suck it up, Buttercup.
I mean, I agree. I always hated my own age group for a long time, but that's because I grew up with formative years were with my dad, and I just hung out with his friends. So yeah, I was always around people that were in their fucking 50s and 40s and shit.
Yeah, I always hung out with people who were fucking older than me, too. I can remember my parents and grandparents doing, like, poker games and shit. The whole room is filled with cigarette and cigar smoke so fucking thick you could cut it with a knife. And I'm just listening to all this political satire getting chucked back and forth.
Yeah, I was walking through casinos hearing, Kino, I like a cocktail. Aren't you so cute? Give me a little boy. Look, they're like got the oxygen mask going and the cigarette at the same fucking time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look, hey, Sonny, isn't he just adorable? He looks exactly like you. Oh my god. It's just so goddamn cute. Look at his little Jufro.
Yeah. Oh my god. That's fantastic.
Did you see Carson last night? He was hilarious. Yeah, that's what I got.
A too well. Just saying.
That was a very long time in my life. Very long time. I was sitting there next to the casino watching these old people just fucking hit the slot machines and shit. A lot of old Jewish ladies.
That's so fucking... Oh, God. That's so sad.
That's just how I grew up. Not much
Not that. Not how you grew up. That's not sad. The sad part is... old people spending their fucking social security checks in casinos day in and day out.
Hey man, if that makes them happy, that makes them happy. I'm not gonna fucking fault them for that shit. They're not doing drugs.
Yes, they are. It's on fucking Coumadin. It's centers and shit.
Yeah. Hey man, we're gonna go back to the old folks home episode a little bit. Hey, that'd be us too. Hey, I told you Phil couldn't make it. Bye, nigga. Bye. You know, is that what they want to do? Is that how I want to spend my golden years? No. But then again, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen then. If I do everything that I want to plan out over the next few years, then no. No, I will not be spending my time at a casino.
But, I mean, fuck. I mean, if you go back to my youth, I remember making multiple statements where I was like, I don't think I'm going to live past 30. I was convinced that I was not going to live past the age of 30.
I think every guy has that problem. You know what that actually is?
Women.
Well, besides that, it's actually called a Christ complex. Because every guy, we don't think we're going to make it past that age because we assume that we're Christ in some weird way. And he died at 33. So we all kind of assume that we're going
to... Don't you go fucking trying to fill my head with your goddamn Baptist bullshit.
No, trust me, this is not something they would teach at the Baptist college. You kidding me? Are you kidding me? You think a religious institution is going to try to tell other people that they're God? No. That would ruin their whole brand.
And here I thought my ideas of why I wouldn't live past anything to do with jumping dirt bikes and quads and my drug usage and... my extracurricular activities of highly illegal methods.
That's part of it.
Apparently, I thought I was God the whole time.
Basically, you were doing shit because you thought, oh, you know, I'm not going to get broken. I'll live forever.
No, actually, I was doing shit because, like, yeah, fuck it. That looks like fun.
Well, that explains a lot, Jerry. That explains a lot.
I saw a quote that my grandfather had on a hat once, and apparently I modeled my life by it.
Oh, God.
And I do not want to go quietly and comfortably into the grave in pristine condition. I want to go sliding sideways with a cocktail in my hand screaming, fuck yeah, bitches, that was fun.
Sounds pretty goddamn badass. Sounds pretty goddamn good.
Yeah.
Then again, you know, I also have thought for the longest time that I wasn't going to make it past X age because of, well, you know, my environment, some of the choices I've made, shit like that.
Are you saying that as a black male, you feel safe in your own environment?
No, I don't. even though I'm walking out in the middle of the night still right now, probably just, with my hoodie. I'm actually going to see if how I'm going to walk is farther than I've walked so far. I think I'm going to try to go to the McDonald's down way, way down the street here and eat something at McDonald's and come back. If the dining room's still open.
Well,
because I'm hungry.
In the event of the disconnect on you lost now, just fucking send me a message on where you are and I'll send the cops.
Right, I'll do the iPhone. Can you find my phone thing real quick as a SOS? Yep.
Yeah. 911.
Please help me. Now, the lovely smell of weed.
They're wearing colors and I'm not dark enough for this neighborhood.
Right? Fuck. That's actually not any area around here as far as I know. Yeah, it's nothing around here. But yeah, when I was growing up, when I was in Catholic school, there were so many times I probably should have been shot or stabbed.
Yep.
Just from like walking, and like my school was not a block away from where I lived. It was across the street. And in that less than 5 minute walk, I don't know how many countless times I've had people roll up to me going, "So what's your colors wearing, homie? What you got on, man? It says St. Paul's. You see that fucking church behind me?" Like, after a while, I just got so irritated with the question that I was just so, I was like, fuck you, it's the church right there. Fuck off. I'm trying to get to my house. And then I would walk a little.
Were you wearing blue or what? No,
yellow and gray.
Oh.
It was like a weird light yellow. I had these gray ass dicky pants, and I don't know what the hell my color of my shoes were. But, and then St. Paul's itself was the St. Paul's lettering was in blue. And then they had sweaters that were blue with the St. Paul's in yellow. But still, I have to walk fucking 50 feet. And in that 50 feet for a few years, it was, will you repping, homie? What? Fucking Jesus, bitch. Get the fuck away from me.
I knew it.
Like at that moment, going to Campbell Sites, my eighth grade. Because, I was not very overly religious even then. But still, it was just. The retort obviously was, are you fucking kidding me right now? You saw me walk out of a church. The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And that's not getting into any sort of things that I may have done extracurricular activity wise or any of that other shit at that time. But still, you know,
yeah.
I was always dumbfounded by that. And I'm lucky enough that in my bluntness and in my fuck you, homie, I didn't get fucking the shit kicked out of me.
I did.
Because I made them laugh. And I was able to make fun of myself in the moment a little bit and make fun of them to their face. So I don't know how many times over time where I've been like, fuck you. They're like, hey, Holmes, you want to go take a ride? I'm like, fuck you. No, I don't want to take a fucking ride with you. Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah. I got to put drugs in your ass.
Like, no, I don't want any fucking bullshit. Like, hey, Holmes, I got a fucking job for you. No, get the fuck away from me. Like, I like him. No, fuck. I don't give a fuck if you like me. Go away. I want to go eat my TV dinner.
Yeah.
I got a can of sardines with my name on it, bitch.
And that was, like I told you earlier, it was one point in time where I was about the only white boy on a 5-block radius. And that was, I can't really say that it was entirely interesting times because it was still in the age group that shit didn't matter, you know?
Right.
But it became an age group issue when, you know, I'd be a little kid walking back to the house or something like that. You'd wind up coming across eighth graders or something.
Yeah.
You fucking never really get the shit kicked out of you and your bag taken.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I never really gave it a whole lot of thought until later in life. But,
I mean,
just learn how to fight.
Yeah, I got bullied a bunch. Different schools, different reasons. I got shit kicked out of me a few times. Stuff that I caused. Sometimes I didn't cause it. It is what it is. Some stuff I don't remember. But like for me, the stuff that I do remember, me getting the shit kicked out of, it wasn't because of any other kid or school or whatever. It was my dad. That's the most beatings I got for whatever fucking reason was from my dad. So
yeah.
And maybe I just don't remember getting the shit kicked out of me by anybody else really. But the majority of them, it was because of that guy.
I took a couple of multiple ass whoopings, but I'd say I probably gave out more severe. I'd say that actually made me worse, like as far as being a fighter is concerned. Like, because I took shit way too far to another level when I didn't have to for a lot of years, and that necessarily wasn't a good thing. Like, I remember I was in second grade, something like that, and there was a boy who was picking on this girl who I was kind of friends with. He like took her hat and would rub her head and call her fucking Buddha and shit because she had cancer. She didn't have any fucking hair.
Oh, that's fucked up.
And I saw this transpire one day on the fucking playground, and I fucking trucked this dude down a flight of stairs, and at the bottom of the stairs, he's laying there, and I just run up and just straight up soccer punt this dude in the side of the fucking face.
Did he deserve it? Yes. But a little too far? Probably.
Yeah, so my parents got called.
As you do.
And there was another time when I lived in a different city.
Decided to fucking play a different sport. Wrong football there, Jerry.
Yeah, well, later on I was actually playing soccer. It was in Bisbee, and the vast majority of the team was Hispanic. And
of course they were.
Needless to say, I wasn't very good as them. But I remember I was getting a fucking drink at break or something like that. There was only one drinking fountain per team. And the star player was behind me, and he fucking came up to push me out of the way because I had just gotten there, and he thought he needed his water first because, viva la Mexico, I make more goals than you. And he pushed me out of the way, and he fucking smacked my mouth off the water fountain.
Oh.
And I got pissed, and I grabbed him by the back of his hair, and I slammed it on the fucking drinking fountain 3 or 4 times and threw him down the fucking side of the hill.
Yeah, that's a bit much there, homie.
And what was another one? It gets worse. It was a daycare that I was at before I was even in school. This is preschool age.
Remind me not to piss you off when we meet for the first time face-to-face. Like, holy shit, man.
There was a preschool that I was at. This was even before school. This was a preschool. It was a good preschool, too. Like, fancy.
With
like
white people. Fucking,
No. Oh,
okay.
The issue that I'm about to describe involved a black child.
Oh, well, of course it did.
There was a figure eight paved asphalt track that like figure eight style that went around a couple of trees and shit where kids could like ride three wheelers and shit, you know?
That's kind
of
cool.
And my mom had dropped me off, and I don't remember what it was, but some fucking black kid older than me started lipping off the mouth saying, "Your mom's a fat bitch," or some shit.
Why did she sound that? That sounded like a vato, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Your mom's a fat bitch, man.
Your mom's fat, fucker. I don't know, something like that. Hey, man, and I'm sitting there as my mom's leaving, and I'm just pedaling on my little tricycle, big wheel, pedaling, and I'm getting madder. He was on the other side of the track from me, and I tried to catch him, and I was like, you know what? I'll just slow down and wait for him to come to me. And so I get off my tricycle, and I'm standing there, and he pedals up, and right as he gets about, I don't know, a foot behind me, I pick up my fucking big wheel by the handlebars, pivot, and just fucking axe chop this thing right upside of his fucking head. I was kind of a violent kid.
No, not at all. By the way, you should be getting a knock on the door in 3, 2.
Yeah. I looked at if I was provoked, I defended
myself.
That's
not bad. I mean, that's not bad at all. You know, some people are like that. Some people aren't like that. Like, I wasn't necessarily like that because, to me, my defense was if I can make them laugh, if they're going to make fun of me, if they're going to pick on me, then if I can make fun of myself more than they can, then they're just not going to do it. I'm just going to disarm them through humor. That ended up being my defense when it came to a lot of stuff. That's not saying I didn't get in fights, because that shit happened all the time. Did I get my ass kicked? Yeah. Did I actually whoop some ass here and there? Yeah. You know. But I didn't have that because my dad was like, you've got a big fucking mouth. You're going to need to, like, defend yourself. You're going to need to, like, be able to, you know, get some muscle on you, do some things, and do some fights. But the way he went about it was completely wrong to how I process information and how I like handle things. He tried that shit. It just didn't work.
I started learning how to fight. My mom taught me how to fight and how to defend myself. And she started teaching me shit when I was like probably 3 or 4 years old.
Are you peeing again? God damn it.
Just no, that's a faucet, fucker. I'm not holding my penis while you're whispering, tweeting the things in my ear.
Good.
She probably started teaching me how to fight about 3 or 4 years old just to defend myself. And it paid off. So
yeah, I didn't have any of that. My dad go,
I excelled at violent activities.
He's like, you need to grow muscles. How's that gonna help?
No, my mom taught me fucking the shit she learned at DOC. Arm locks, finger locks, fucking elbow locks, and how to throw a punch.
Nope, I got none of that.
Yeah, she taught me how to keep a big motherfucker down if I needed to. That was what I learned.
I had to figure out all that shit out the hard way.
Mm-hmm. But anyway.
We got chili.
Yeah.
As I have a bowl of chili. I wish that would be pretty cool, but no, I'm still walking.
We actually had chili tonight for dinner.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah,
how's that for a full circle?
Yeah, it works out well. Fucking good dinner. Kids take leftovers for lunch at school, so pans out well.
That's pretty badass. That's nice.
Yeah, they each got their own little thermos, you know, keep their fucking food all nice and toasty.
Aw, look at you people being all nice and shit. I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to eat tomorrow.
Beats the fuck out of those. Here's a peanut butter sandwich and a carrot and a Snickers. Enjoy.
Hey, man, that sounds like a good lunch to me. Is that bad? I think that might be bad.
Yeah, I don't think that meets all the basic food groups.
What the fuck is a food group? I'm an adult, so I don't have food groups. I have it. Can I eat it? Can I afford it? That means I can eat it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm about to go walk into a McDonald's and order like 20 chicken nuggets.
Oh, that's horrific.
Right?
You're going to go eat some fucking pink slime and you could have had Chinese food?
Maybe. We'll see when I get down that direction. I'm going down this direction where the food is. And depending on what's open.
Don't be getting no fucking mechanically separated chicken. That stuff's fucking horrific.
I might just do it just to torture you slightly. It is 9 o'clock at night. I don't even know what I can walk into to eat. So, I know my legs are going to be fucking hurt tomorrow.
You're walking, fool.
I know, and I've been walking for 2 or 3 hours now.
No, you haven't. You've been walking for an hour and 20 minutes, you over-exaggerating fuck.
Yeah, that's 2 hours. It goes off minutes. No, it's been going off. It's on minutes. It's 2 hours. It's been over 2 hours.
For the third time for the hearing impaired, 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, and I don't get a lot of exercise. I don't get to play soccer. I don't play soccer like I used to. Why am I Asian again?
Why not?
I just don't. I haven't. I didn't have a lot of money.
I thought you were going to pick that back up.
I wanted to, but I got distracted. I got distracted with the mental hurdles that I end up putting in front of myself all the time when it comes to certain things that I want to go try. So
yep.
I have to get better at getting over those hurdles.
I'm going to plead the fifth and pretend that I don't know what those hurdles are.
Well, no, I'll tell you, because I didn't have enough funds that I felt like, because it's going to end up costing me like $125. And I also, because I am physically not where I want to be to start playing again, because I feel like I'm only going to be on the field for like 5 minutes running. I'm going to make all these people fucking disappointed that my skinny ass can't fucking hang for more than 3 seconds. I do one sprint down the fucking field and I'm exhausted. That's pointless. Why am I going to do this? So I should probably start working out and go on the treadmill and start walking more. So I'm walking more. And yeah, you know, there's that.
Why don't you do the fucking treadmill?
Did you memo? What?
Why don't you do the treadmill?
Oh, I just fucking treadmills. Because I can't talk to you on the treadmill.
All right. Well, you fucking waited to talk to me after you worked out the one day.
That's true. I did. Now
gotta
I just,
work out, man. Shit's important.
Out. Now I just go walk out the fucking door and walk about 6 miles, 7 miles.
I fucked up my neck really bad here not that long ago when I was at the gym. I fucked myself up good.
How did you fuck up your neck? What are you doing, lifting the dumbbells with your teeth?
No, fucking. So my goal has been to – I've changed my goals from the first time around when I lost a shit ton of weight and then I was going to build myself back up shredded. I've since changed my goals now on this weight loss rehealth adventure to, instead of cutting weight first, I'm going to build muscle first and then lose the weight after that.
Ah.
So I'm currently lifting extremely heavy. And my goal is to bench 300, squat 400, deadlift 500.
Jesus.
So okay. 3, 4, 5. My bench right now is like fucking 255, 265. It's not the greatest, but it's come up quite a bit.
Better than me.
My squat right now is sitting, it was right on the cusp. I was doing 495. So I'm right on the cusp of my goal.
Shit.
That's being able to press or squat or deadlift this shit three times per set.
Wow. Okay.
And so I put on 495. I do my first and I go to do my second. And the bar started fucking slipping on my neck, on my shoulders. And I didn't have enough room yet to let go with my hands. Like there was no letting go because my arms had started to be pushed down behind my back.
Oh, shit.
And so I was kind of like in a double arm bar at this point. And I just couldn't figure out what to fucking do with it. So I tried to lean back to put it back into some slot on the rack. And right, what I did was, is my arm had got like fucking hyperextended down the side of my neck. So I got a fucking stinger. And then when I fell back, I lost my footing and the bar hit the rack and then my neck hit the bar. And so I like kind of got a whiplash thing out of it and fucked up my vertebrae really bad.
Eek.
So I had a little bit of a setback with that, but I'm hopefully going to be trying to get back into it here this next week. So.
You know what that story reminded me of? The story of how you got super fat because you ate Jack in the Box every day. And it made me think, I want an ultimate cheeseburger right now.
Just beats the hell out of pink slime.
Eh, I guess. But there's no Jack in the Box over here. The Jack in the Box is closer to the house.
My fucking weight has fluctuated so goddamn much since high school. It's completely unhealthy. It really is. Your weight should not flux this much in life, but I can either gain weight or gain muscle really fast. It's just a matter of what I put in my mouth and what I fucking exercise.
Is it Bob? And is it
Shut up. Yep. I walked right into that one.
Yeah, you did. Listening mouth to the open words. And everything.
Yep. Just fucking mouth agape and insert dick.
Yep. And I know Max is happy about that because he's been making a ton of Bob comments on the thing. So I know Max will be like, yeah, go pack.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, that one's for you, Max. But I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about anymore. Oh, right, because my weight fluctuates. I probably want to say 20 pounds. I have a good 20-pound range, 20, maybe 30, that I go from, like, I don't think I've ever gotten past 190. I don't even think I've hit 190. And, I probably go down to 160-something. I think the lowest I've been in a long time is like 162.
Let me put it to you this way. So in 2001, when I got out of high school, I was 235 pounds, built like a brick shit house.
Like you do.
I went into the Army. Army didn't give a shit how much I could bench press, squat, or deadlift. They cared how far I could run.
Right.
I got out of the Army at 175 pounds and looked like a starving Ethiopian. Got the job at the manager's position, ate my way to like 265, 275 pounds.
Shit.
And
I'll go to Wendy's. Because I wasn't working. Wendy's right here. How about that?
I wasn't working out. I wasn't doing nothing. So I went up to like 265, 275, 280, I think, even at one point.
Jesus, Jerry.
And I wasn't working out. All I was doing was fucking eating and sitting on my ass. And my ex got pregnant with our daughter, and I didn't want to be the fat dad at parent-teacher conferences. So when we moved out to Iowa in 2005, I started trying to unfuck myself. And I got back down to the lowest I got back down to was 175 pounds. And I was really cut, and I was starting to fucking build muscle. And I got back up to about 210 pounds of lean muscle and went through a divorce and gained a fuck ton of weight back. And I got up to, that was in 2013, 2014. And then I lost some more weight and then I gained some more back. And now I'm back up right now, sitting around 255. So, I mean, my weight has been all over the fucking boards.
And my 30 some odd years of living, I've only really, since I've been an adult for the most part, high school, after high school, my weight's only been between 180 and 160, like 165.
Yeah.
It has not gotten any higher, not gotten any lower.
I mean, about the only perks that I can actually say of my weight is that I haven't passed 300 pounds and I've always been able to still see my dick. So,
I haven't had a problem with that either. So
that's all I can really say positively is that, you know, Anglo-Saxon DNA be damned, I can still see it when I pee. So I'm still good.
Oh, I love you too, buddy. That was good. That made me laugh. Ankle sex and DNA be damned. That's funny. That's funny. That was pretty good. That's
good. Yeah, I guess the fucking vast majority of most fucking white dudes are like, vast majority of most fucking white dudes sit there, oh yeah, I look like a fucking Lysol can coming at you. Ooh, you're fucking lying sack
of
shit.
It's like Coke can, but sideways.
Yeah, you're so full of shit, and you're lucky if you're a Sharpie. I don't know what your fucking perception is out of your head, because objects are apparently bigger in your mirror, but I don't have to tell you there, you cross-eyed fuck, but your shit ain't that wrong.
Yeah, I don't talk about my dick that much. It's there. It's there. I have to pee out of it. Whatever. Yeah. You know.
And science knows next to nothing about it.
It's not a lot know about my penis. Neither do I. It's just there.
You spend your whole life thinking he's your friend, and the whole time he's just sitting there filling your head full of bad information. Just fuck it. Do it. Do it. Fuck it.
Yeah, just do it. Yeah, wear that fishnet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that. That got awkward, right?
I did. Yeah,
you're welcome.
I'm assuming probably more so for you than me, but...
It is. That's been my phrase for the last, I don't know, few weeks now. It is what it is. Hey, I go bold. It is what it is.
And drunken dick brain, that's the worst. Not only do you think your dick is larger when you're drunk, but you think she looks smaller. She's prettier and skinnier when you're drunk.
I don't want to get that drunken dick brain, dude. Nope.
And you are bigger and stronger when you're drunk.
Don't want to get into that. I had a good few months of drunken dick brain, and hey, is this place still open? Can I just walk in? It's the Wendy's. I want to see if the thing is open. Nope, they're closed. It's only the drive-thru. Damn. All right.
Walk around.
Yeah, I'm going to go walk around the drive-thru. Pack. Yeah, no.
Just pull up. Vroom, 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 vroom.
I like a hamburger, please. It's 9 o'clock at night, so I'm not surprised.
You probably kind of look like a homeless dude right now, except for you have nicer clothes.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with nicer. I'm pretty sure they could smell me from the inside of the Wendy's.
Sir, are you okay? Do you need us to call someone for you? Where's your tent?
I'm talking to my friend.
Where is your tent?
It's down over there by the river next to my van.
I saw fucking aerial views of good old LA Tent City. That's a pretty collection you got going on down there, buddy.
Dude, yeah, it's pretty bad. Last time I was driving through there with my mom and my sister, my mom's like, hey, if you want, we can get out and walk and see if we can meet your real mom. Damn.
Yeah, the first thing that I thought of when I saw all that shit was Fallout.
Yeah, it's pretty bad over there, man. It's
it's fucking megaton. That's what that shit is. It's fucking megaton.
Yeah, not even a joke, dude. It is.
Yeah.
I remember last time I was in L.A. around, it was like nighttime-ish, and we were walking, and there was obviously a tourist family from some fucking Norse country, and they just looked so disappointed that they were in Hollywood, and it was just like they were just sad that they like probably spent all this money to get here and to come here, and they just probably on like day two of the trip, and they just looked so disappointed that it wasn't like anything that they were expecting.
Yep. Land of the incarcerated and home of the what the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's Hollywood is not a fun place anymore, dude. That's why. No. Once upon a time in Hollywood, that's probably the last time Hollywood was actually Hollywood. Is 1969.
Yeah.
Then it just got exponentially worse after that.
Yeah. It's interesting that Hollywood got dirtier and New York got cleaner.
Well, I want to say that's partly because of the people that were in charge of New York for the last how many years? Made it a
Giuliani was a good guy. Gotta give it up to the mafia.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yes and no. But then you still have Bloomberg. You still had de Blasio. As much as they, people hate Bloomberg and de Blasio, they put a lot of effort into making sure New York would be cleaner and better.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah, I got to give it up to Giuliani. I'm not going to lie. If that fucker would have ran for president, I'd have voted for him.
Saying that now says a lot.
How's that?
The whole Ukraine thing is part of his shoulders. It's him. He was part of one of the main actors in trying to get this fucking quid pro quo crap going.
Yeah, well.
He's a fucking... Giuliani is just... I could see maybe in the moment, like right after everything went down and he was just like, there, let's... Yeah, I can see that. But then again, George Bush looked like a great president then too. And as much as compared to Trump, he is immaculate. I still say I wouldn't vote for George.
No.
I still wouldn't vote for Bush. So in that comparison, in that time frame, that fragment of time.
That time capsule?
Yeah. Sure, he looked great. But in all reality, you think about it, not so great.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. I guess I was temporarily reliving that time capsule and the man he was at that point. I don't pay that close enough attention to politics these days.
No, as far as
who's in what corner. I usually find, I tend to, when I know we're going to wind up doing a podcast, I torture myself and I start going through videos and clicking on news links.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And shit like that. And I wind up getting myself super pissed off and geared up for it. It is. I don't like being mad like this because it just, oh my fucking God.
And like it's for insane. Me, it's not just on one side. I know like the last time we were on the phone and we were talking about like the whole, is there videos out there of Republicans going crazy when they're getting asked questions about interviews and all that other stuff that it's, you know.
I still can't find anyone that batshit crazy. I still cannot find maybe like two videos tops of where it's one Republican who got pushed and his ideals got challenged and then he just fucking flips out, loses his shit and winds up touching somebody. But I have yet to find out a group of Republicans like Antifa going around doing the shit that they're fucking doing. I've yet to find a single group of that shit. Even if you want to put Antifa in comparison to the KKK rally, which is as far fucking right wing as you can possibly get.
I'll just go with the guys who decide to storm the fucking weird ass wilderness outpost out in the middle of fucking Oregon.
How's that?
Is that not equivalent to your Antifa shit?
No.
Really?
No. Okay, so here's what those guys did, if you didn't know all of that. Basically, we'll say 10 dudes, a local militant group, which should be chalked up as radicals, so I guess in that regard, sure, the same. They went to an abandoned government facility and just took it over and squatted. No different than, say, what the Native Americans did to Alcatraz back in the 80s. They're like, well, there's a piece of government land that isn't being used anymore. Fuck you, it's mine, bitches.
They took Alcatraz? I don't even know that.
Oh, yeah. They went out to Alcatraz and sat on that bitch. Yeah, they went out to Alcatraz and sat on that bitch. They owned that motherfucker. The spray paint they put on the walls saying property of Sioux Nation or whatever the fuck it is still on the side of the building because now it's a historical thing.
That's fantastic.
Basically the white fucking dudes who went off and did their little thing at the bird sanctuary, they didn't use any force taking it. No one was there. No one got hurt.
But they did get a bunch of dildos, and that's what I'm
they did get a bunch of gummy dick dildos, yes. Yep, But no one got hurt in that process. And even in the KKK shit that fucking happened in Carolinas, wherever the fuck that was a bunch of motherfuckers walking around with tiki torches. I mean, no one showed up and fucking...
We do have the dude who took his charger through a crowd of people.
Crowd of what people?
Do you not remember? Oh, they sold a lot of McRibs?